DirtChecks.com.
How old are you?
15.
You see, you're scared. How old is the girl?
She'll be 16.
Yeah, she's a little older than you, and girls grow up so much faster than boys do. At that age, she's already looking at 21-year-old guys. And you're just a 15-year-old nudnik. And if you have somebody else call for you, you're just reinforcing that nudnik moniker that she's already done stamped on your forehead. So here's what you need to do. If you're ever going to have a shot at this thing, son, you got to call her up boldly. And say, hello, Jerkadella? Yeah, this is Pete. How you doing? It's your birthday, and I just want to say, man, oh, man, you did so fine these first 16 years. I can't wait to see what the next 16 will do. I know you're going to set the world on fire because you already set me on fire. As a matter of fact, why don't we put out our fire together? After school today, a couple of Cokes, what do you say? Eh?
Sounds good.
You see, can you do that?
Yeah.
Don't be scared. You sound scared already. You can't be scared when you're talking to a woman. That's rule number one. You can't be scared.
All right? Yeah, all right.
Don't answer me monosyllabically. Say, Greaseman, I am not scared. I will handle it no fuss, no muss.
Greaseman, I'm not scared. Handle it no fuss, no muss.
All right. And be forceful with her, like Johnny Rico would have handled it.
Yeah, bud.
All right. Hey, tell you what, can you got a second to listen? If you can listen a second,
okay.
I'll do a little Rico for you, okay?
All right.
That'll give you some tips, so stand by. Let me quickly let you know that Yassel... Yassel wants a word with you. And Russell Toyota. Russell Toyota. Body slamming the prices. Well, it's kind of like WrestleMania at Russell Toyota. And they've decided to just pull out all the stops. You know how the wrestlers will just go nuts? Well, that's what they do at Russell. They pull out all the stops. So whatever you need. Truck prices. 4x2s, 4x4s, long beds, short beds. It doesn't matter. You get into Russell Toyota, where they've slashed 15% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price on 87s. They've slashed 10% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price on the 88s. They are mangling other people's deal, and they put their money where their mouth is. If they can't beat any deal you get, like from Blaumann Toyota, Sweden Toyota, Jakubowicz Toyota, you get into Russell Toyota, and if they don't beat the deal you got from the other guys, they'll put $300 in your pocket, plus free oil for the life of your new Toyota. So don't take second best. Go where WrestleMania lives supreme. It's Russell Toyota, 6700 Baltimore National Pike, 1.5 miles west of Beltway, age 15.
Arrow's Video Club is proud to present on video cassette Spaceballs. Spaceballs, the movie that boldly goes where no film has gone before. Now available at Arrow's Video Clubs, a movie that'll have you packing up all your cares and woes. Oops, there you go into outer space. Imagine a luxurious ride aboard a winged Winnebago with Barf the Dog Man in the cockpit. And Lone Star, a space bum for hire who attempts to rescue a beautiful yet spoiled Druish princess from the evil Dark Helmet. And that's not all. You'll experience high noon in outer space as you face that mad mountainous mound of malicious mozzarella known as Pizza the Hut. Mel Brooks, John Candy, Rick Moranis star in the MGM UA home video presentation, Spaceballs. Spaceballs, it begins where other movies only start. Join Arrow's Video Club now and save. 1 year memberships on sale for only $9.95. Mel Brooks, Spaceballs. May the last be with you now at Arrow's, E-R-O-L-S.
Now at Sears, every Craftsman tool is on sale. Every Craftsman hand tool. Hammers, saws, wrenches, all with the famous unlimited warranty. All Craftsman power equipment, saws, drills, circular saws, lawnmowers, tractors, lawn trimmers. You can save over $50 on a 1/2 horsepower garage door opener for only $128, the lowest price this season. If it's got the name Craftsman, it's on sale, but only until Saturday.
There's more for your life at Sears.
A mascara rich with conditioners is smart. Mascara that makes lashes the thickest is beautiful.
Maybelline Great Lash Mascara.
What big eyes you have.
Great Lash Conditions.
Pump it up.
As it thickens, unleash those lashes for the biggest, thickest lashes ever.
Wow.
Great Lash Mascara. The one in the pink and green.
Smart. Beautiful. Maybelline.
Out of the depths of winter comes the glimmer of gold from your nearby Dodge dealer. We've listened to you, and we're giving you what you want. Cash back on nearly every Dodge car in stock. Come in and bring home the gold this winter with a big $750 cash rebate on an exciting Dodge Daytona, $750 cash back on roomy Dodge Lancers, $750 back on Dodge 600s, or choose our sleek Dodge Shadow and get $500 cash back. Discover the economical Dodge Aries America and get $500 cash back. Even our surprising Japanese import Dodge Colt now comes with $500 cash back. That's cash you could use towards your down payment. Plus, if you combine the cash back with popular option package discounts, you could save up to a total of $1,325 on Lancer, up to $1,305 on Daytona, up to $925 on Aries, and up to $1,200 on Shadow. Package savings based on sticker prices of package items if sold separately. See your participating nearby Dodge dealer and bring home the gold today.
It's gotta be a Dodge.
Yeah, man. You can't be afraid when it comes to asking somebody out. And that's something I learned back in high school. Yes, now I'm a man of sophistication, a man who exercises proper decorum. 2 before 7 here at DC 101. But there was a time when I was a stinking, sniveling punk. Back in the Bronx. Back in the Grand Concourse. My name was Nino Grismadelli, but everybody called me Johnny Rico. Nervously saying, geez, do I have the courage to call Bertha? Suppose she's home, what'll I say? Hell, I'd get out the yearbook and look up every girl's name. I'd put a list of about 20 names down, then I'd look up their phone numbers and put them next to the names. Then one by one, I'd start dialing until I found one. Then it'd give me what I need. Then it'd give me a little action. I'd call them up and say, hello, Becky? Yeah. This is Johnny Rico. Yeah, I'm in your economics class, and I'll tell you what, I sit behind you, and it's all I can do to keep from licking the back of your neck. I mean, you look sweet. What do you say? We sit face to face. Maybe I lick something else. Hello? Hello, operator? Hello? I'd say, the hell with it. Go to the next one. Hello, Vonda? Yeah, it's Johnny Rico. I'm in your math class. Yeah, and I tell you what, just looking at you, just thinking about you giving me a rise in my Levi's. And she said, well, how could you be so rude and crude? Don't ever call me again then. I said, well, Vonda, do me one favor, huh? Pound tar, bitch. Boom, and I'd bang down the phone. But sooner or later, after I got about 10 names down, I called this one. Hello, Wendy? Yeah. Johnny Rico. And I laid all my lines out about licking the back of her neck and how nice, and she just giggled. I figured, this is the one. I said, Wendy, why do you say you and me go out to dinner? Yeah, we'll do it up fancy. It'll be sweet, yeah. I'll take you out to all the best restaurants. I got like $100. What do you say? And she said, oh, I loved it. Friday night. Well, Friday night rolled around. And I didn't ring her doorbell. I just went around to her back of house, and I started throwing pebbles at her window. Opened up the window. She said, what are you doing? Why don't you come around to the front door? My mom and dad expecting you to pick me up. I said, I know, but I done been grounded. Of course, I hadn't been grounded, but I didn't have no $100 to take out. I said, I've been grounded. I snuck out of the house because, Wendy, you mean so much to me. I snuck out of the house. If I get seen by your mom and daddy, they tell my mom and daddy I'm in deep trouble. Let me in. I climb up the gutter into her bedroom. She said, you mean you snuck out of the house to be with? I said, yeah, I snuck out of the house. Yeah, next thing you know, she was in my arms. Ooh, and it was a fait accompli. Total money spent, zero. Yeah, except for the nickel I spent on a roll of Chlorette on the way over. He said, be careful, Johnny. I'm not protected. I said, don't worry. I got good control over this bad boy. I said, you know, somebody, we got something in common. She said, what, our love for each other? I said, no. We'll both be grounded when your parents see the couch. WWDC-FM Washington. It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Rod Allen Fridge, DC 101 News. Well, the waves kicked up by Super Tuesday's presidential primaries are overwhelming some candidates. Republican Congressman Jack Kemp yesterday called off his campaign for the GOP nomination, and Gary Hart is expected to quit the race for the Democratic nomination today. There is speculation also that Republican Bob Dole is thinking about ending his campaign in the wake of the overwhelming support voted to George Bush in Tuesday's contest. He has cut his campaign staff and stopped running TV ads in the next big primary state, Illinois. But he says he's in the race to stay. Gallaudet University is again looking for a new president. After a week of protests in which students effectively shut down the university, Dr. Elizabeth Zinser has resigned the post to which she was appointed Sunday night. Students have been angry that the Board of Trustees passed over two deaf candidates and gave the job to someone who is neither hearing impaired nor fluent in sign language. London newspapers are calling for more caution by the royal family following Prince Charles' close call with an avalanche in Switzerland. The heir to the British throne and several friends were skiing when the wall of snow broke free. One of the friends died. Another broke both her legs. The newspapers say the royals have a duty to play it safe. Sunny and mild today with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight clear, not quite as cold. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy and warm with a high near 70. The outlook for Sunday, showers likely. High near 60. Right now it's 39 degrees. This is Rod Allen Fritz. We got some minor delays on the Maryland side of the Wilson Bridge. Nothing in the road, but you'll slow at St. Barnabas Road. And you got your inbound Shirley Highway a little bit better than normal. So I'll be waiting throughout the morning. The Big Maluga, Dick Maluga, DC 101 traffic. All right, it's the Friday celebration day, and you are smack dab in the middle of a mule. 4 after 7 o'clock, the Grease Man here. And I aim to be double wacky. I'm standing in the horse stance. Roundhouse kicks now. Look at this. Each one stopping a millimeter from young Steve's nose. Don't worry, I'm trained. And I don't sneeze. I got my good elephants on today, so. Ooh, Nelly. All right, let's go to the selection for the Grease Collection. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and I will show you. Now, I've done taught you how to do the Piggly Wiggly. I done taught you how to do the Copa Caprice. I done taught you how to do the Funky Chicken. No, I haven't taught you that. Well, I got perfect Funky Chicken music for you. Stand by. Do you remember Wilson Pickett, DC 101?
Name of the
Kinky Chicken in here, DC 101. And the Wicked Wilson Pickett, Funky Broadway. Of course, when I do the Funky Chicken, I have to have one hand hefting my package, being so massively in pinch myself. Organizing, to say the least, the Greenwich weekend celebration, 8 minutes to 7 o'clock. You got a man boldly through what it promises to be a day. Let's try that long distance line. 101.
Hello. Yes, got a joke for you.
All right, let me put you on hold. And
no,
listen.
It's legit, I swear.
All right.
It's not a question answer. It's just a joke that you tell.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice.
Easy.
All right, this guy has AIDS, right?
No, I don't want to. Hang on, let me put you on hold. Let me put you on the hold. 101, hello.
Hey, Green.
Yeah, you got a man on the line.
Hey, we got cut off.
We did.
I was trying to talk you into calling my girlfriend.
No, and I told you, I don't have the time. Have her call me, and I'll liven her up. That's not a cut off. That's it.
Have her call me,
Roger. 101, hello.
Grease.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to go to work, and I was wondering if you could, because I'm planning on having a party tonight, and I was wondering if you can play everybody's work for the weekend.
Yeah, all right, we're going to work on that. One call a morning, please. 101, hello.
I'm hating life.
You're hating life? Why
I'm
are you?
I'm going to climb that big Texas tower all by myself.
Well, why? Do you have the proper armament to climb the tower? I mean, you can't get up there and throw a spatula.
I have saved this last bit of stuff I have left in my body to climb that Texas tower.
Well, tell me why you're so upset, for crying out loud.
Well, I was going to call you, but the problem is so insurmountable.
Well, tell me what it is. Maybe there's no problem.
In the past less than a year, I've had 2 heart attacks, right?
Wow.
And I'm not that old.
Well, how old are you?
I'm in my 30s.
And you've had 2 heart attacks?
In less than a year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But there is so much I wanted to accomplish before I died, right?
Well, all right. Well, don't go climbing any towers,
then. Yes, I am. I'm going to do it.
No, you're not.
I'm going to do it.
No, you're not either.
I am, too.
Wait, just hold on a second.
Listen to me. There's so many people out there that we need to save, okay? They haven't been born yet. My name is Sharon.
All right, Sharon.
I'm not Jewish. You don't have to call me Sharon. All right? I want to climb that Texas Tower because I want prison reform. I have a meeting today with Joseph Fuller, okay? He's a local politician.
All right, well, you just hang on a second.
I got to climb it by myself.
No, you're not climbing any towers. You're going to get a grip on yourself, and if you want to accomplish things, you can't accomplish them if you're going to be leaping off Texas towers. Now,
alone, Mr. Huh? Greaseman. You do it all by yourself.
You just get a grip on yourself.
You can't take anybody with you. You do it by yourself. Do you know what life is like in a prison? No, because you've never been there. But I got somebody so special up there in the Maryland Heavens.
Can I put you on hold a second?
Nope, because I'm going to do it. Put me on hold.
Just 1 second. Don't go away.
I'm not.
All right, there. Ooh-wee. All right, now I just want you to have a grip on yourself, okay?
I got a grip.
All right, good. Just calm down, and I think you should call someone. And talk at more length, okay? More than
you've helped so many people.
I know, and I with you, and I think you're going in too many directions. To focus your, and I think your first thought ought to be call one of those lines they got in the phone book that someone talked to. There's people standing by, and someone's going to call us right now that heard us talk, and they're going to give us one of those lines, and you be listening. All right, sit right by.
I've got to go to a psychiatrist. I do.
Well, call him up.
I want to see.
Well, you call Doc first, and he'll give you the other. But call Doc. Well, I'm here, and I so.
Well,
would you do Doc first?
Yeah.
And you'll see it mellow out, okay?
Oh,
you're just a little girl all by yourself. But call Doc, okay?
I want to get married.
I understand.
But my boyfriend is in prison.
All right, just call the Doc, okay? Okay. I gotta go, but you call Doc. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Yeah, buddy. All right. Well, let me get quick, and then I'll look up the number and pass it along, because I think I might be a little league. It's 12 minutes to 7 o'clock, 12 and sunny and mild. Hey, well, I in the upper fifth, said he, trying to lighten the mood. Of course, reading the weather, conversation like that is akin to when you're at a cocktail party and a couple has a most pressing fight. You know, seeing the husband ripping out his dress, right cross to the jaw, knocking him over, they scream profanities and run in the room. There's the same type of silos, and you feel kind of stupid. Anybody want some more?
His prince, her name, Together, they made heaven. She then went on to remarry Nasty Girl. Then to Hollywood, starring in 52 Pick-Ass Dragon, currently starring in the Super Thraction. But you've never really seen vanity until you see me in this month's Playboy. 12 sizzling, scorching pages of vanity. Exclusively in Playboy at Newsstand Now.
He was hungry for money. He was hungry for power. Ball, he was hungry.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Cheeseburger, please.
Hungry for double cheeseburger, big taste of patties and golden melties, but he had to pay a price.
Yeah, just 99 cents.
Just 9 cents for McDonald's double.
It's a good time for the great taste.
For a limited time
of McDonald's.
Plus tax at Burger McDonald's.
Whoa, thank you, Meyer Imco Service Department.
Not bad for a world beaver. So what's the story on this thing, Mike?
A customer of mine since college said it was the first thing he'd ever bought from Imco.
Well, what's it here?
His right channel went out, so he figured it was time to get one. Ended up with a nice Kia.
What's he going to do?
The guy's over in service fixed it like new. He's going to use it with his stereo. Jeez, it sounds terrific.
Why not Sarah?
He's going to use that with his new Harman CB player.
It sounds like a nice sale. Some help from the service department.
His quality is it. That's why he comes to Imco. Uh-huh. Oh, wait. What? Here comes my fan of the movie.
Meyer Imco, Washington's leading stereo store.
Save 10% off all normal labor rates for Meyer Imco's award-winning service department throughout the month of March. Meyer Imco, located in Rockville, Falls Church, and Upper Georgetown at 2139 Wisconsin Avenue.
Sounds good to me, Lordy. It's 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. Dexter's going to be talking to John Elway at 7:30. And we're kind of excited about that. So they tried to take each other's heads off in the Super Bowl. Now they talk as friends, as brothers in arms. Now we find out just what the bird's eye lowdown is on Dexter and Mr. Elway. It's all going to be at 7:30 and 8:30, as a matter of fact. We're going to do double action. It's 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. Big news. Weather for the weekend looks so nice. Weather for the weekend looks so sweet. Weather for the weekend is going to be 70 degrees for tomorrow, they say. Sunshine, big and bright. We can get out there and work on our basal cells, huh? Yeah, our squamous cells, perhaps. Or even if you think you've got the guts, maybe you could work on a melanoma. Yeah, no sunblock. Ooh, you're a melanoma kind of guy, huh? Melanoma. You want that leathery looking. You want to be especially, yeah, it's funny, you see, young, sweet Mrs. 16, 17. Oh, I never wear sunblock. Yeah, right. When you're 30 years old, you'll be Leather Lady. She was Leather Lady. She said she didn't need sunblock. 16, 17, she'd go to Ocean City and lie there. Rehoboth, 18, 19, she had a boyfriend that took her to the Bahamas. Did she wear her sunblock? No. She'd lie there with the aluminum sun reflector on her face. 27, 28, the line started to appear. By the time age 30 rolled around, she was Leather Lady. Friends would, like, what happened to you? Geez, you're aging kind of rapidly, huh? 30 years old, her whole life in front of her. Then the date started fading away. She had to go to a dating service. Prospective boyfriends would show up at the front door. She'd open it. They'd stand there, look at her, and say, it was Leather Lady. The attack of Leather Lady. She passed on the sunblock. Now, she's the woman from hell. So that, in short, is my saying, wear your sunblock, please. Wear your sunblock, because it's going to be, well, not intense, but 70 degrees. We can get a little tingle on our epidermal layers, to be sure. 17 after 7, the grease. This is DC 101, and I feel so sweet. DZ 101. It's Robert Plant going nuts. That's Heaven Knows off the Now and Zen compact disc. What do you think? Nice. It's new. It's sweet. It's Bobby P at his best. The Grease in Charge. I think we should sing the Hop of the Gaga song. Well, just to celebrate the weekend. You know, something light, something fluffy. Will you sing with me? I'll only do it if you'll sing with me. If you'll accompany me. Eh? If you'll accompany me on the choruses, then I will agree to do it. Okay, well, okay, it's good. All right, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock with the Grease in Charge. First, I got to tell you about Helen Sanders Ford and Waitin', buddy, Waitin'. Yeah, they've joined the Grease Shriek Session because they want you to know that Helen Sanders Ford has sold more new Fords than any dealer in Montgomery County. And they're the only Ford dealer around with AAA service approval. So, you know, you're dealing with top of the line. When you talk Helen Sanders, you're saying, Hornelli. And why are they on? Well, it's a big occasion at Helen Sanders Ford. 73 years. Yeah, they've been selling them cars, man. 73 years. So they're going to celebrate their birthday by introducing Ford's all-new 1989 Probe. Yeah, drive a Probe home. It's a hot, hot new car. And they're putting sale prices on hundreds of new Fords and Ford trucks. Every Escort, Tempo, Taurus, every Mustang, Festiva, Thunderbird, Crown Victoria, on sale. And trucks, oh, you want to talk trucks. Every Ranger, Bronco, Bronco 2, every F-Series pickup, Van, and Aerostar is sale price now at Hill & Sanders Ford. Selling a special group of 20 previously owned low-mileage 88 Thunderbirds, Mustang GTs, and Crown Victorias for $1,800 to $3,400 below manufacturer's suggested list price. This is an incredible savings opportunity at Hill & Sanders Ford's 73rd birthday sale. Your chance to get the jump on the spring rush and get a great deal on a new Ford or Ford truck. Hill & Sanders Ford, 11250 Veers Mill Road in Wheaton. Just a half a block away from Wheaton Plaza.
1:30 tomorrow, it's the World Wrestling Federation at the Capitol Center.
The main event.
Hulk Hogan's on the warpath, and this road leads to Virgil, the bodyguard. In Virgil's corner, Ted DiBiase, the million-dollar man. And that spells danger to the Hulkster.
David and Goliath.
Bam Bam Bigelow. Has he got the secret weapon needed to knock off Andre the Giant?
Head-on collision.
Brutus the Barber versus Greg the Hammer. That says it all.
In the ring, Rampage.
Don the Rock Morocco team with George the Animal Steel. That's crazy. But in the ring against the one-man gang and the natural Butch Reed, that's insane. 8 matches altogether, including the women. Tickets at all ticket center locations, including Hex. Phone charge at 432-0200 or get your tickets at the Capitol Center box office. 1:30 tomorrow afternoon at the Capitol Center, it's the World Wrestling Federation in action. The ground will tremble.
I don't know what kind of money you make, but if somebody mentions $500, well, they got my attention. Just drive up Old Georgetown Road to VOB Nissan Saab in Rockville. While you're there, give them 20 minutes to explain, point by point, why a Sentra, Maxima, Pickup, Stanza, or Z is seriously better than any other car or truck you're considering. Anyway, you'll walk out smarter and with a check that's redeemable for $500. The check's good towards a down payment, cash off your best price, or even cash back in your pocket whenever you buy a Nissan from VOB anytime in 1988. But you only qualify by stopping by VOB Nissan Saab this month. Considering what you may learn in 20 minutes and this $500 incentive, well, VOB got my attention.
VOB Nissan Saab and VOB BMW. Finally, a deal you can deal with.
No sales presentation or test drive required. Limit one per purchase, redeemable at time of purchase.
When you follow the sign of quality, you find a home built for a lifetime.
At Diversified Homes, our sign is your sign of quality. It's always been that way, and it always will be, too. You see, we understand what a home really means to you. You not only want the best, you've earned it. That's why we put quality first in everything we do. Quality that shows.
We're building for tomorrow by keeping the future in sight. Diversified Homes.
So go ahead, give your family the good life they deserve. Follow the sign of quality to a home built for a lifetime. A Diversified Home.
We've got the plans to fit your life. Diversified.
From Baltimore to Northern Virginia, from Frederick to Anne Arundel County, look for the sign of quality. Diversified Homes.
An equal opportunity builder.
Hey, that's good. Okay, you ready? Line up, and even Rose, because we like to march as we sing the song. Dexter and John Elway in just a couple of minutes, but first we must sing about a very important issue. A very important issue in our lives. Coming up on 27 minutes after 7 o'clock, the Grease Man is singing about... I love to hop on the hoogie. Hobble. It makes me shout with glee. Hobble. My knees will wobble when she says hobble, the gobble, doogie. Hobble. You know you ain't done yet. Hobble. Until you soak it in sweat. Do some drilling. And then start feeling that. When all your hobble, the gobble, doogie. Hobble. Get that big bed squeaking. Hobble. Get your armpits reeking. Your post hole. Your eyeballs rolling. As you sing hobble, the gobble, doogie. Hobble. On the headboard she'll gnaw. Hobble. Until your skin is... I'll take that wenching. Get your teeth clenching. While singing hobble, doogie. And the men sing. Listen to them. Tulip, 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 right lip. Where do you think these men are marching so boldly and proudly? With their chins against their chests. A look of grim determination on their faces. Why? Because they're marching to their rendezvous with destiny. And that rendezvous is glistening. So that is why they are so hungrily in pursuit of a hobble. Next time you feel the need, hobble, to release some seed. Don't get mellow. Just start to bellow. Say, I need some hobble, the gobble, the game. Hobble. But don't be in a rush. Hobble. To let that bad boy gush. Make it lastin'. Then start blasting up. With all that hobble, the gobble, the gobble. Oh, man. Look at me, I'm gasping. Yeah, but it's just what a man has to do.
I don't know. I might end up with myocardial. Oh, I'll try it, but I don't know if I can. All right, well, I'll do a tap dance. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. Knee walking and jippy toe hopping down. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. I got my wang tip smoking. I'm a left foot. I'm a right foot. How low can you go? And now the hardest thing at all is that a double reverse twist with a backward twirl landing on my feet. Yeah!
Quick. Pills. Pills, upper left-hand pocket. Pills. Yes, two of them under my tongue, please. Okay. All right. I'm going to be okay.
The Grease Man, bold, proud, and manly. And now, number one in your hearts, the number 72 in the program, here's Dexter Manley and the Grease Man.
The Dexter Manley Report is brought to you by Clinton Cycles. Give me 60 seconds, Dex. And then it's you, me, and John Elway. Clinton Cycles in Camp Springs announces their Spring Super Sale with savings of hundreds of dollars on every Kawasaki in stock. I mean, they've got nuts. You can save on the all-new Ninja 250, 500, 600, or 750. And check out the all-new Kawasaki 2x10 with 10% more power over last year. And for this sale only, get a new Kawasaki 454 LTD Boulevard Lowrider for just $2,149. Clinton Cycles has every Kawasaki model in stock for immediate delivery and instant credit and insurance to qualified buyers. So don't worry about low monthly payments because Clinton Cycles specializes in first-time buyers a Kawasaki motorcycle. So keep the good times rolling for less on a new Kawasaki from Clinton Cycles located off of Beltway Exit 17A in Camp Springs, Maryland. Buddy. All right, Dex, I turn the mic over to you and John. If you would please, I shall back away.
Our special guest this morning is the most valuable player of the National Football League, John Elway. For the third consecutive season, has passed for over 3,000 yards. He has passed for 15,106 yards and 88 touchdowns within five seasons. What a fantastic record. Of course, you guys have had some coaches that change. How many coaches have left to go with the Raiders? I know the offensive coordinator. What's his name?
Mike Shanahan. Mike left. Our offensive line coach left with Mike, and then our running back coach resigned. So we've lost three out of our four offensive coaches.
Do you think that will hurt the Denver Broncos for this upcoming football season?
I think at any time you lose quality people like that, it's going to hurt you. But I think that, you know, they've been with us for 4 years. Mike and Alex are with us for 4 years. And then our running back coach has been there 6 years. So, you know, I think that everybody that's there has a good feel of the offense. And we've just got to find some good people to come in and take over that can get it. Step in their footprints and do what they've been doing, and I think it'd also be good that we get some fresh new ideas. So in the long run, it might help us.
Yeah. Well, you know, we kind of had that same problem, although we didn't get anyone to leave, but Jerry Rome went out to San Diego as the offensive coordinator, and Joe Bugle have been really, you know, a lot of people have been really high on Joe Bugle, although he had that chance of getting the Raiders job. And if we'd have lost him, I felt that that could have been the worst loss right there, because he's definitely a teacher in our offense. He's an offensive line coach, so I can kind of understand what you guys are going through. But anyway, you know, I'm going to be playing a golf tournament, and tell the people in Washington, D.C. more about the John Elway's Foundation and what type and what is it?
Well, it's and I'm glad you're playing, Dash. I'm looking forward to looking at that beautiful swing of yours that I've heard all about. But the Elway Foundation is something that I've just started, and I've been doing some work with the Kidney Foundation and or the National Kidney Foundation, and this year decided to start a foundation where that I could raise some money and put it into a foundation where I could be in control of where the money went. I think that you know, we'd like to have the money that when people put money in, I'd like to have them know where it's going, and we're going to try to keep it mainly a Colorado foundation where the money's going right back into the Colorado community to help Colorado people. So,
you know, I know as I was out in the Super Bowl, I felt there was a lot of hype, and did you personally feel that there was, the whole game was geared around John Elway, or did you feel the pressure?
Well, I think that, you know, being out there last year helped me a little bit this year, but I think that you know, you probably got as tired of answering questions about me as I did about the Redskins, and, you know, as many questions as you have to answer. But, you know, I guess it did get a little annoying when they kept saying that I was a one-man team and that type of thing. So, you know, I think that that's kind of part of the Super Bowl, and it's something that I think, like you've been there a couple times and I've been there a couple times, you kind of learn to deal with.
Well, John, you know, I noticed that when I got back into Washington that all the people back in Denver was really upset. But what they have to realize that you guys have been back-to-back to two Super Bowls, and that's a great accomplishment right there. And I mean to tell you that most people say, well, it's okay to get there. But, you know, whether you win or lose, you have to look at the long haul, you know, the whole season within itself. And I think that the people in Denver, Colorado have a lot to be really grateful for with such a player like you and the rest of the other teammates.
I think so, too, and I think that that's probably one of the most disappointing things about the whole thing that happened to us is you know, the way that we can't accept when we got back in Denver. I think that, you know, they won a world championship so bad in Denver that they kind of forgot about the great season that we did have with all the different injuries and how fortunate we were to get to the Super Bowl, even though None of us are happy with it, except you probably, Dexter, the
week. Well, let me jump in a second, guys, and we'll save a little bit for the 8:30. What do you say? All right, Dexter will be back with more of John Elway, the Dexter Manley Report, brought to you this time by Clinton Cycles.
It's the Dexter Manley Sports Report with the Grease Man on DC 101.
Sex.com.